It is Wednesday the 9th of November and welcome to day 9 of NAPOD POMO. Things are going to sound a little bit different today because I'm actually recording this in the car on my way to work. And there's a very good reason for this. The first reason, of course, is it was too late in the morning to do the recording before I left for work. But actually, there was an even bigger reason. Is I wanted to comment on the state of the world. Yeah, big subject, I know. Now, when I woke up this morning, I woke up to a very pleasant-looking blanket of white outside my house. We knew that it was going to snow last night. When I actually got up this morning, it hadn't started snowing. That was at about 5:30. But when I was actually kind of getting myself ready to go to work, it had started snowing in earnest, and it is still snowing now at the time of recording, which is 8:10 in the morning. So, that was one thing. I also woke up to a blanket of red. The United States of America, in their infinite wisdom, have successfully voted Donald J. Trump, the Republican candidate for the presidency, as the next president of America. Now, I honestly do not know how I feel about this. This is not the first time that a major country and life-changing event has happened in the last, 6 months that actually could have incredibly far-reaching consequences. It was only in June of this year that the United Kingdom voted, open quotes, overwhelmingly, close quotes, no. It was by a very, very slim majority, and not the majority of voting people within the country, to leave the European Union, which I think is a shocking, shocking thing to do. And looking at the markets and the state of the pound and our credit rating, it clearly isn't the right thing to do. But we're going to do it anyway, apparently. So it's just one of the things we've got to live with. So the United States, you're pretty much in the same position. The market started tumbling overnight with the possibility that Trump was going to be elected as the next US president. So although the electorate within the United States has decided that the majority of them wants Donald Trump to be their president, the rest of the world seems to have other opinions. And it'll be very interesting to see how this pads out over the next... what's the measure? It's 100 days, isn't it? So the next 100 days, which are kind of like the pivotal period of time within the beginning of a US presidency, to see exactly what's going to happen. If Trump has his way and he says that all the things are going to happen are going to happen, which you and I know they can't. There's such a lot of things there he said he's going to do that he physically cannot do. Those he could physically do, I would imagine, will be stopped within his administration anyway, because they're just not sensible. If the wall between the USA and Mexico goes up, then I am going to emigrate to Tibet. It's that simple. Because that's not the way the world should work. It really isn't. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about politics for too long, because it's something really I haven't got a voice on. US politics, that is. I am actually involved in UK politics. I don't know whether many of you are aware of this. My outlook is most definitely orange. I am a fully paid up member of the Liberal Democrats here in the UK. And in fact, I'm actually on the executive committee of our local party, having literally yesterday just been voted back in on the executive committee, which is interesting because although I've supported the Liberal Democrats for as long as I can, I've been able to vote, which has been years. It's only recently I've actually, physically and financially got into support with the Liberal Democrats. Very, very soon, in fact, after the coalition government was elected in 2010. And when I first joined, I had a meeting with the then membership officer, and he asked me the question, why did you join the Liberal Democrats? The answer was incredibly simple. When you saw the televised debates between the leaders of the three main, the three main parties, so that would have been Gordon Brown, David Cameron and Nick Clegg. It was very interesting to see the direction in which they were applying themselves. So Conservative were spending all their time basically bashing Labour, and Labour were spending all of their time bashing the Conservatives. The Liberal Democrats were kind of taking the middle ground, to the point where both the Conservative and Labour leaders were like, well, actually, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. So almost giving the Liberal Democrats a voice, I suppose, by association. And although the general election didn't quite turn out the way that the televised debates and the polls that followed it suggested, which was that the Liberal Democrats were actually going to have an incredibly successful general election, it did end up that there was no overall majority between the other two parties. So the Liberal Democrats had an opportunity to basically team up with one or either, I suppose, the best worst of the two, and form a coalition government, which is exactly what happened in 2010. Now, a lot of things happened after that time. There were sacrifices made on both sides. The Liberal Democrats were forced to dispose of some of their policies to align with the Conservatives. The Conservatives were forced to dispose of some of their policies to move in line with the Liberal Democrats. But that's kind of what compromise is about, isn't it? That's the whole thing of working together for that short period of time when the two parties are actually in joint power. They are working together. They're not working against each other. And it worked incredibly well. And I'd like to think that whilst the Liberal Democrats were in a coalition government, they did act as the voice of reason within the government as a whole. And many commentators have actually said exactly the same thing, particularly when in the 2015 general election, the Conservatives actually got the majority and therefore the Liberal Democrats were essentially ousted from government. The Conservatives suddenly started pushing forward for policies and decisions that had otherwise been stamped on by the Liberal Democrats. And it's very interesting to see not just that the opinion of the Liberal Democrats effectively hit the floor with the electorate, the opinion of the Liberal Democrats within government actually remained quite high. So that was very interesting to watch and see. And even now, the Liberal Democrats are gaining a lot of traction through various by-elections that have occurred around the UK in the last few months. We haven't gained any extra parliamentary seats. However, we have certainly strengthened our position to one in one extent where we were one of the by-elections. We were fourth in the original election. We've now gone up to second place in that particular constituency, which is quite an achievement. It wasn't a win, granted, but you know, progress and all that. Anyway, in the time I've been talking, which has been approximately 9 minutes, it is quite surprising. I have only travelled 3 miles. So I don't know... Yeah, you were in the wrong lane, weren't you? I don't know whether this is anything to do with the weather or whether the traffic is just incredibly bad or not. I do not know. I am certain that this recording is going to go over 10 minutes because I'm going to have to edit it down to some extent so I can upload it to Audio Boom. So anyway, thank you very much for listening. If you've got any questions you want to ask me, then please do drop me an email, napodpomo@thelovebug.org. And of course, you can follow the progress of the Napod Pomo project, which I am very successful with so far this year, over at thelovebug.org/pod. Catch you tomorrow.